USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea saying the guided weapons fired into the East Sea yesterday were supervised directly by leader Kim Jong-un, who reportedly said that the drill was aimed at increasing combat ability to, in his words, defend the political sovereignty and economic self-sustenance of North Korea. The North has maintained a freeze on missile testing since 2017. What would usually have been the final call at yesterday's Kentucky Derby was, in fact, not the final call.
Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby!
That is heard on NBC, but an objection was placed, and Maximum Security ended up being disqualified. So Longshot Country House won the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A third day of violence has erupted along the border between Gaza and Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to continue massive strikes against militants in Gaza after an Israeli citizen died this morning from a rocket that was fired from Gaza. Two Palestinian shooters were killed yesterday by an Israeli strike. A rock and roll veteran is taking it off the road.
Rocker Peter Frampton says he's had a muscular condition for the past 8 years known as IBM, which makes it more and more difficult to do basic movements. But he'll kick off his farewell tour next month with 51 concerts on its final trek across North America.
We changed all our plans when I realized things were kind of speeding up with us, and decided that we would make this a farewell tour.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says seven military officers were killed yesterday when their helicopter crashed outside Caracas. The defense ministry says the chopper had just left the capital when it went down in a mountainous area south of the city, President Maduro calling them seven worthy officers of the country. And they were on their way to a military exercise that Maduro was to lead with over 5,000 troops in a show of strength against opposition leader Juan Guaido. A U.S. federal investigation is underway after a plane that was carrying 143 people ran off a runway and into a Florida river on Saturday. NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg says there were only minor injuries in the incident involving that Boeing 737 flight from Guantanamo Bay to Jacksonville. Everyone made it off the plane safely, authorities calling it a miracle. The flight data recorder is now on its way to a lab in Washington, D.C. for analysis. And a Game of Thrones spinoff is in the works, actually three. Author George R.R. Martin says HBO is moving ahead with three spinoffs of the wildly successful series. And he said in a blog post yesterday that one of the spinoffs will begin shooting later this year, and the other two are still in the script stage. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.